The Prime Minister's announced delays water down a number of climate policies, including pushing back on the ban on the sale of new petrol and diesel cars in the UK from 2030 to 2035. But Sunak says that the government is still committed to meeting their net zero targets to reduce the UK's greenhouse gas emissions by 100% from 1990 levels by 2050. Sunak says that he feels the changes are the right thing to do. However, the announcements have drawn both a political backlash as well as criticism from motor companies who invested heavily in the shift to electric vehicles. The Prime Minister held a press conference to announce the delays, having been brought forward following leaks. This sparked warnings not to roll back on government climate pledges, including from ex-Prime Minister Boris Johnson and former US Vice President Al Gore. However, Sunak says that despite the global climate crisis, he feels it would be unfair to put the burden on British households, and that in coming months, he will continue to bring about further changes. Simon Gaitan, London.